Blackstone Audio presents Penric's Fox, a novella in the world of the five gods, by Lois McMaster Bujold. This book is read by Grover Gardner. "No, you can't make a great earthworm," said Inglis, sounding indignant, although not indignant enough to rise from his comfortable recline on the mossy bank, fishing pole propped on his bare toes. "I just did, see?" Penric held out the rosy, writhing creature, flecked with moist soil, on his palm. "Isn't he cute?" "No," said Inglis, grumpily. The shaman's grimace failed to honor, Penric thought, the loveliest morning to escape all duties and go fishing that Pen could imagine. The quiet pool in the hills above Eastholme was everything Inglis had promised his visitor. Cool, tree-shaded, gilded with sun ripples. Possibly a little short of fish, but as the hazy day warmed, very inviting for a man to strip and swim. Penric had plans. "Anyway," said Inglis, craning his neck to peer at the worm in Penric's hand, "how do you know it's a he? It might be a she." Penric wrinkled his nose in doubt. "I've heard earthworms are both in one body." "Oh, just like you then," murmured Inglis, smirking. "Good to see the glum boy's not above getting his own back," commented Desdemona, amused. The temple demon who lived inside of Penric and gave him the powers of a sorcerer was decidedly female, after all. Which, as he